problem is there is a distinct interest. He said that he furnished the grand jury to the White House at their request. So it's a tender, point. I think what he has to do.
No, you could say this. What does he need?
No, that's weird. But our interest here, you could say, is to whether the White House is going to
That's right.
We'll move on.
That's right.
And the president wants to know that he, that's what he's, that's the purpose. We're not interested in protecting anybody. We want to know what the hell they're saying.
That's the only basis on which to
approach that today.
Yeah.
And we need it every day. So that we can move one step ahead here. We want to move. We're not going to wait till a grand jury that drags them up there.
Okay. I'll let you know as soon as that's done.
I wonder if we aren't if we're in a position to help the doctors and so forth.
Costa Rica.
For what?
That's, in effect, what you would do if you sent everybody down to Grand Jury.
I see.
I think the judge does not have.
You don't think sending him to the Grand Jury is a viable option? This idea doesn't do it. I mean, I'm just thinking, I know cutting up these commissions are so difficult, so. Well, at least we'll see what Bonner says.
Well, think about these terms. If you came out Friday and said, okay, I want to get this thing cleared up, and so I'm going to send every man jack of this White House staff down to that grand jury, then they
will
sure. Anybody that knows anything about it, directly. And I'm calling on the judge. I've talked to the judge. He's assured me that it will be done very expeditiously. And
what I was thinking to see is an alternative. The judge is not coming out as a white man here. The judge is and incidentally, we can say, in a sense, that the judge has been here for, we can say, 55 years or somebody that had no weapon, no firm offense, and so forth and so on. Ridiculous. But the reason the judge is doing it is much deeper. Is because he thinks there's a cover.
Sure.
I'm quite sure. I don't think we can hold that against the judge. I mean, I do in a way, but you know.
He's a proprietor of a courtroom, and he trusted that he tried to conduct the trial.
The point is, there's another one way to go here, and I just probably, rather than try to set up another procedure, just call the judge in and say, Judge, you carry out this investigation. Sending them all down here, and question them. I want everybody here. I want you to get a thought of this. We'll have to go back. That's another way to do it.
That's okay, as long as you then get out front.
No,
to the country. No, I've now had this conversation with the judge.
Yeah.
The thing that I get.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
What I would say.
The thing I get over and over and over again from just ordinary folks are as such. Why doesn't the president so-and-so
say it?
What did he do?
Yeah.
So symbolically, you've got to do something.
Right. Do something so that I'm out in front. That's it. They don't think the president's involved, or they don't think he's doing anything.
That's
setting it up.
That's it.
No matter how often we say we will cooperate,
that's
what we're doing.
It's not
the FBI. I don't believe that at all.
It's not getting through. Ziegler is not sufficiently credible on this, in a sense. Because
well, what about the judge? Let's look at it that way rather than the commission.
Well, then what you've done is you've said, I'll send John Dean, I'll send everybody to the grand jury. No immunity. Just send them down there to testify. Let it all come out.
It's up to him to grant.
It's up to him to grant it where people
early defend.
You're not asking
for
it.
That's all right.
No,
I mean, I remember now.
I'm granting some privilege. You say I'm waiving executive privilege.
I think you do,
yeah. I think you do. Now,
most of disagree with that, but
you're nuts.
No, I can say consistent with it. I can say executive. I could, when you say executive privilege, you can start with us to be as forthcoming as we can.
Yeah.
All the facts that have to do with any of this thing here. No privilege would be claimed unless it is absolutely necessary or something like that. It will work out.
Because that would be the power of question. The minute that you said that, sorry.
On all matters that relate to this particular matter, yes.
That's what I would say, exactly, perfectly.
But I think you've got to say that, Bob.
You could say this. You could say, I have never had a communication with anybody on my staff about this burglary.
Therefore.
Or about Segretti.
Prior to. Segretti is not in his court, so that's no problem.
Since I had no communication with anybody on the White House staff about this burglary or about the circumstances leading up to the
trial,
there is no occasion for executive privilege
in this matter with regard to this. I want you to get to the bottom.
That takes you up to the June 17th. What do you do after June 17th?
After the executive privilege.
If you have a communication to do it, after.
In questions like, did you ever discuss with the president, Mr. Holland, the matter of executive clemency for any of these,
Supposed to say no.
For the payment of money.
John, I should have fired. I don't think I'm a damn thing. He's going to come out.
to anyway. I think you better cut the losses now. Just deal with it. Just better get over it. That's much, frankly, sharper is perhaps just lay our own judge.
Let's go.
Well, come out or not come out. You're not quite committed to this route. You're not necessarily.
Cause can all depend on the Bruder can stay with his own position if he wants to.
Oh, I understand.
We're not telling anybody what to say or
what they're doing. What I meant is, John, if you call the judge in and say, look, Judge, you're in, I recommend that, and I strongly commend the special prosecutor if you don't have confidence in the present prosecutor. But you can take anybody you want. I will serve up our people.
I think that's something you talk to my niece about.
You should talk to Rogers about this.
Special prosecutor, as Rogers points out, is a sign of the Justice Department, which is already on.
But it needs to be slammed. The judge, in other words, the idea that
you think it's a popular move,
the idea that the president gets the judge and says, now you're an honest judge, you're doing your job, you're a special prosecutor, you've got nothing to hide here. All right, let's go.
I don't think the judge appoints him. I think the attorney general appoints him.
Well, we can say if you want a special prosecutor, the attorney general will appoint one. You know, my niece is a good friend of Sir Rupert's earlier.
Yeah.
So, look at that. And he'll appoint a special prosecutor if you request it, if you want.
Well, it will be acceptable to you. And give him a veto on it or something so that you get it out of the.
Inclined to think that one, I feel that kind of a move to be made speedily. Because you could do that like tomorrow.
Good. But would you want to go on television tomorrow?
No, but the way I would do the television, I'm not planning to do this before at 9 o'clock on prime time. No, I would do this in the newsroom. It'll make it all. In other words, that's enough right there. Let's get a hell of a play. I can say I've done this. I want this at the bottom of this. Before that'll ricochet around for that day.
Okay, gentlemen.
All right.
Sure, all of you.
Certainly.
Got no medals.
Purple heart.
No.
Oh, hell.
Back to playing the game, the Purple Heart.
The diabolical question.
Should I tell Henry that we're consulting with Rogers in this area, or should I not?
Not tell him that.
If I don't tell him, Henry will suffer the agonies of the day.
No, yes.
Why you are meeting with Rogers?
No, yes, just say yes.